We spoke about a couple of jockeys at the start of the show, Ryan Maloney and Ben Thompson down to Sydney, Noel Callow in town, riding winners at Ippy when he was only going to ride on the Gold Coast. And it was great. It's great to see. We spoke to him a few weeks ago now, Bailey Notif, who was coming back after having some time off, and he's starting to pick up rides and he's starting to get back into the groove of things. So we thought we should check in and see how he's going and how the whole experience has been. G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm well. How are you feeling now? You're starting to pick up those rides. You're back in town and things seem to be moving along nicely.
Yeah, they're just going along slow and steady. Like I sort of wanted to do it. Obviously starting to get a few more rides since last week into this week. Started to sort of up the rides. So that's good, and just hope I can start riding a few more winners and get a roll on.
Bailey, I'm looking at tonight. You had two rides. One was an emergency, but I haven't checked the scratchings. How many rides do you have tonight? Just one or two?
Yeah, I've got two tonight, race one and two, so be able to get out there pretty early. But, yeah, we got two today, two tomorrow, and two on Sunday. So, all going good. We'll get a few winners, hopefully.
A bit of a special night to you, having had the link with Darryl Gollan?
Yeah, for sure and certain. It was. I really wanted to get up there for that day. Sort of wish I could have got a few more rides up there, but things just sort of didn't pan out. But no, it'd be good to go up there and ride on a day that's sort of in Dowie's honour.
Yeah, yeah. Now Eagle Farm tomorrow. You've got three rides at this stage. Actually, you haven't because Contemptuous won't run. It'll run today. Yeah. Are you riding it today?
Yeah. No, Ben's on it today.
Okay.
He normally rides it, so I was just on it because he's going to Sydney tomorrow. So I was on him if he ran in town, but he's gone around today.
Now, you've got two rides tomorrow then. Now, they're both very interesting. Vantan Express in race number one. Trials have been very good, obviously unraced, but I love the way that you let the horse or the connections or whatever, whoever is in charge of these trials, let the horse settle and finish off. And I love the way the horse has finished off in each of the trials.
Yeah, horse with a lot of ability. I sort of rode him even when I was at Tony's and he was a baby. I sort of rode him the whole way through, so I got a good understanding of him. Early days, sort of, he's still a told he sort of wanted to go a bit keen. That's why we sort of this time in tried to teach him to relax and really finish to the line. So that's what he's been doing, and he's going really well at home. And, yeah, he should run really good tomorrow from the good gate.
Yeah, I was going to say that inside gate. Where do you think you'll be in the run from there? You'll obviously give him time to settle again.
Yep. Yeah, he'll begin really good like he has been. He's been really sharp out of the machines, and we'll sort of just let him roll for that first 100 metres and get him into a rhythm, then sort of come back on him, get a bit of cover, and he's going to be very strong late. He's the sort of horse that I think is going to be a really good 1,400-metre horse in time. Thousand might be a bit short, but he's going to be very strong late.
And your other ride is in race two, of course, Stella Magic from a good gate. Narrowly beaten last time by Military Gambler. Has the right form around Military Gambler and Star Tontes, of course, who won last week.
Yeah, 100%. Sort of, Steve's always been really keen to sort of, since she's been jumping away a lot better this prep, being able to let her begin and then sort of come back and find a bum to follow. So she sort of wasn't able to do that last start in a pace that was sort of, a race that was sort of devoid of speed. So she was always going to be a bit vulnerable late, but I worked her on Tuesday morning and she's going really good. So a bit of luck in running and she's going to be right there as well.
Well, mate, thanks very much for your time this morning. Good luck over the weekend. Nice to see you back getting some rides, and let's hope there's more winners and more rides around the corner. First of all, good luck at Toowoomba tonight.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. Bailey Notif there, who took some time off to, you know, just get, I suppose, let the body, you know, get back in order, and is back in order, starting to ride. And this is going to be the hard part, getting those rides again. But once he starts riding winners,
he's on a roll then.
He will be on a roll, no doubt about that.